Matthew chapter 5 verse 1. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. Of course, this is Jesus, no? His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad." Everybody say, rejoice and be glad. Sabihin mo yung katabi mo, nakatingin ka sa mukha niya, sabihin mo, rejoice and be glad. Yung nagsabi ba sa'yo, may rejoicing ba yung mukha niya? Parang ganito yan eh, rejoice and be glad. "Because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, as we sang and as we worshiped, it was also our prayer, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And it is our prayer also that you be the one to speak to us, impart your joy, your happiness, your blessedness upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen. Amen. Everybody say, blessed.
Blessed.
Anong pangalan ng church natin?
Church
so blessed. Hindi lang basta blessed, so blessed. Now I wonder if you know that the Greek word for blessed is makarios. Makarios. Kaya huwag ninyong inaapi yung mga makario ang pangalan. Because it's actually a meaningful, powerful, glorious name from the Bible. Makarios, simply, it means this, blessed. Fortunate, ito yung madalas na nalalagpasan. Happy. Kaya itong blessed na ito, the synonym is happy. Lahat ng sinabi ni Jesus dito, kunyari, blessed are the poor in spirit, he's saying happy are the poor in spirit. Lahat ng blessed na yan, puro happy, happy, happy. Kaya pag sinabi natin tayo, church so blessed, we're church so... Yeah, tama yan, church so happy, tayo yon, church so happy. Saan ka sa church so happy? Talaga, oo, so happy kami eh. Church so happy, church so blessed. Blessed and happy, those words are synonymous. Alright? Now, ito pa ha, andar tayo. The amplified version of makarios, of the word blessed, is this. Happy, to be envied. Whoa! Ha? To be envied. Ka-ingit-ingit. Tama ba? Siguro yung, oh, buti pa siya, ang saya-saya. Sino sa inyo nakakita ng tao, sometimes you think, sana parang ganyan din ako, ang saya-saya. May nakita na kayo ganun? Okay. To be envied and spiritually prosperous, that is with life joy and satisfaction, regardless of their outward conditions. Yun eh. That is what's so crucial. Regardless of the outward conditions, the person remains happy. Sometimes you wonder, yan ba talaga may pinagdadaanan? Alam mo yun? Yan ba talaga may problema? Bakit ganun? Parang ang saya-saya pa. Well, I know of some families here in the church that they were going through some things. Some troubles of their own. This is still very fresh. But, you know, Ate Nancy, kung nadalo niyo si Ate Nancy sa ospital, nadalo niyo si Ate Nancy sa bahay, you will wonder, is she really going through some horrible cancer? Because she's the one who gets to entertain, she's the one who gets to encourage people. Silang mag-asawa, si Kuya James. How they encourage people. I mean, those are perfect pictures of what it means to be makarios. Happy, blessed. It will not be obvious on the outward that they're going through something because they are just blessed. They're fortunate. They're happy. And that is what God wants for us. Naalala nyo nung yung mga disciples na persecute pagkatapos pinaglalatigo? You remember that story? When they were flogged and they were told by the Sanhedrin, you are not supposed to be preaching about this Jesus anymore. But the Bible says that after they were flogged and after they were warned, that the moment you do that again, tatamaan uli kayo. Naglabasan sila and they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer disgrace for the name. My goodness! Ano ito? Nababaliw na si Siran. Yay! Napagpapalo kami! Yay! Napagalitan kami! Yay! Napersecute kami! Yay! Nakasama na kami doon sa listahan na napersecute. Yay! Yay! If you read church history, you will find out that the Christians, during the time of the emperors of Rome, they were being persecuted to the extent that not only were they being told na, oh, tumahimik kayo, bawal kayo mag-preach. The persecution came to the point wherein the Christians were either fed to the lions. Ngayon, makagat ka lang ng aso, iyak-iyak ka na eh. Alam mo yun? Ito, they were fed to the lions. And some of them would be burned at the stake, kung tawagin. Meaning, itatali sila sa poste at sila yung gagamitin ng lampara for the night. Now, there are some Christians, there were some Christians back then who would feel na, bakit ganon? Bakit si ganito pinakain sa lion? Bakit si ganyan sinunog ng buhay, burned alive at the stake? Bakit sila lang? Ba't kami hindi? Mas spiritual ba sila? So they will actually volunteer. Hey, why them only? Include us. Which is why in Acts 1:8, you remember the word there is, you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. The Greek word for witnesses is actually martures, where we get the word martyrs. The singular form would be martus, the plural would be martures, and basically Jesus is saying, hey, you know what? You're going to be martures unto me. And it became synonymous with witnesses. Sa atin ngayon, when we talk about receiving the power of God, it talks about how we receive the power of God so that we can be witnesses for Jesus. Tama? But back then, if you're a witness for Jesus, you should already incorporate it into your mind. If you're a witness for Jesus, you should be ready to be a martyr for Jesus. Sino handa maging martyr for Jesus? Ng martir. Ang layo, no? But that was their mindset. Their mindset was one wherein even if we go through troubles, even if we go through hardships, even if we go through persecutions, maski may mang-away sa atin, maski may magsalita ng negative sa atin, we remain happy. We count it a privilege to be joining in the pains of Jesus. Which is why the Apostle Paul said in Philippians that I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. We don't get to talk about that. We want to talk about the power of the resurrection. Gusto ko yun, ha? Who wants to move in the healing ministry? Ooh! Hindi lang. Woo! Who wants to move in the healing ministry? Yun. Yeah? Who wants to flow in deliverance? Sino sa inyo yung gusto niyo pag naglalakad kayo yung mga demonyo natatakot sa inyo? Sino sa inyo yung gusto niyo madaan lang kayo yung tao gumagaling na? Oh, that's the power of the resurrection. Natutuwa ako kasi po nandun ako sa Aldersgate. And that night, may nakasabay ako sa elevator na isang lalaki. Sabi niya, Pastor, sabi niya, thank you po, sabi niya. Na-heal po yung frozen shoulder ko. Many years na ito. Mga 20 years ko nang hindi na igagalaw. Ito, nagde-demo siya doon sa loob ng elevator. Mga 20 years ko nang hindi na igagalaw ito. Sabi niya, kanina po, na-heal ako. Sabi ko, talaga po, ano nangyari? Eh, kasi naman, I did not call for healing. What happened the night before was, I called for instant height increase. And people just got crazy. Wow! Tuwan-tuwa sila. Mike Lilet, mga 4 inches yung isang babae, no? People, 4 inches ang itinangkad. Sino-sino nyo gusto yun? Di ba ang sarap nun? Sino-sino nyo gusto mangyari sa leeg lang ninyo? Hahaba, babe. Oh, tumangkad ka. Ganun lang, ha? Pero I did not call for healing. I did not. Ang ginawa ko lang, sabi ko, Lord, sige po, they're excited about it. So in the name of Jesus, I call for the anointing for instant height increase. Come on. Ang nangyari, boom, nagtangkar. Ah! Sigaw. So pagsakay namin ng elevator, nandiyan isang lalaki. Sabi niya, Pastor, thank you. Sabi niya, nawala yung frozen shoulder ko. Isip-isip ko, nagtawag ba ako ng healing sa frozen shoulder? Wala eh. But it's just God moving. Ngayon, nung uwian na, bandang hapon, nandun na kami sa parking lot, there was this brother in the Lord. Sabi niya, Pastor, sabi niya, something happened, sabi niya, you did not know. Pero, dumaan ka lang sa harapan ko, yung sinusitis ko, which has been bothering me for so many years, suddenly it cleared up. Sabi ko, ako po, promise ha, the Lord knows my heart, sa isip-isip ko, may ganito ako. Buti nga kayo eh. Hallelujah. I adore you for your faith na. Pagkakwento ko na, sabi niya, wow! Nung nagkwento siya sa akin, isip ko, weh. Because, I don't feel the anointing. Many moments, many events, many worship services, I get to preach the word. I don't feel the anointing. But what's so good about God is whether we feel Him or not, whether we feel His presence or not, whether we feel anointed or not, His presence remains. And I believe that it is that same presence that the believers back then, whether they felt the anointing, the tingling sensation, whether they sensed the power of God or not, ang kanila, it does not matter if I feel God or not, I know His presence remains. And because His presence remains, that's enough for me to be happy. Maski may pinagdadaanan akong bagyo, maski inunguyanan ng lion yung aking braso, sarap ba? They can still rejoice about life because they know the presence of God is there. Maski meron kang iniisip tungkol sa business mo, maski meron kang iniisip tungkol, meron po ang kaklase who requested help. Sabi niya, bro, sabi niya, kaklase ko ito noon, we were best of friends. Nanadol po sa UP, this guy, he's a taekwondo black belt. Hindi siya bully. But this guy, he loves the Lord. He really loves the Lord. So, nagkahiwalay na kami. Noon po, natutuwa ako kasi pagkasama ko siya, hindi pa rin ako born again noon siya. Hindi pa born again. Tapos, halos sabay kami nakakilala kay Lord. Pero, pagkakasama ko siya, I mean, he's so good in his craft that UP actually got him as a parang assistant instructor even though he was just a freshman in college. Because he's so good. He's so good. E pagkakasama ko siya, dahil singkit siya, singkit ako. Kala ng mga tao, dahil siya taekwondo black belt din ako. Yan, sarap-sarap lang maglakad. Alam mo yung pagkatapos yung mga fraternities, kanya-kanyang recruit. Siyempre, asset yan. Pagka may bugbugan, pare, meron akong, alam mo yan. Di re-recruitin siya, re-recruitin din ako. Sabi ko, sana wag siya sumama. Sana wag siya sumama. Kasi pag sumama siya, mapapasama ako. Pag sumama ako, siya makikipagbubugan. Ako bubugbugin. But anyways, cut the long story short, this good friend of mine, he PM'd me. He wrote me, sabi niya, bro, sabi niya, I really need help. I really need help because I have this house. It's about to be repoed. Marirepossess ng bangko, and the house costs about 20 to 25 million pesos, and he owns the bank this much amount. Sabi ko, I'll be praying for you. Gustong-gusto ko nga tumulong eh. Sagutin ko na nga, ba't bigyan na kita? Yung alam, wala akong pangbigay eh. Sabi ko, I'll be praying for him. I was really praying for him. The second night that we were in Baguio, he actually popped up in my mind and I started praying for him. I wanted to text him. Yun nga lang, hating gabi na nung second night. I think, anong oras ba tayo natapos sa Yellow Cab? Mga alas 12 yata ng hating gabi. Sabi ko, and then I was back. He popped up in my mind. Sabi, uy, kumusta na kaya siya? I pray, Lord, sabi ko, get him through it. Kasi alam ko, first week of January, his house will be repoed by the bank. And then, prayed for him. Yesterday, I got an update. Sabi niya, bro, sabi niya, I just want to thank you. Sabi niya, God came through. We got the money. I paid off the bank. Hallelujah. Palakpakan natin si Lord. We rejoice with Him. We rejoice with Him. Pero ang natutuwa po kasi ako rito, maya't maya, tinetext ko siya, oh, bro, kumusta na? Bro, kumusta na? Sabi niya, still praying, still praying. But you can still, you can just sense the tone of all his replies. It was not some desperate text. There was the tone of hope. There was the tone of faith na alam ko may gagawin si Lord. Eh. Alam ko may gagawin si Lord. Eh. And he texted me, sabi niya, you know what, I never prayed that hard before in my life, but God heard our prayers. Sabi niya, salamat. It's something that's different about Christians. We are not a hopeless bunch. We are not a sad, ano ba yung tawag niya? Yung parang mga kawawa, inapin na mga tao. We are a happy bunch of people even when we go through troubles in life. And it's something that we need to remind ourselves of. My light must shine. Sabi mo, katabi mo, we shine. Hindi kayong yung pugak-pugak na ilaw. Hindi. We shine. And our light shines brightest when it's dark. Doon maiiba eh. Kasi ganito lang yan eh. Pagtabihin mo ang Kristiyano at hindi Kristiyano sa isang masaya na event, parehong masaya yan. Pero pagtabihin mo dapat yung dalawang yan sa isang malungkot na pagsubok, doon lilitaw ang kaibahan ng Kristiyano eh. You remember Paul and Silas, they were inside the prison after they were whipped, after they were flogged, after they were chained, after they were locked in stocks. You remember the story in the Philippian jail? Sa Tagalog, nakapangaw sila. They were chained. They have been flogged. They were stripped naked even. But it was at that point when they were singing songs to the Lord. Doon na ibang Kristiyano eh. Masaya ang Kristiyano. Hindi lang yan basta kanta na ang buhay ng Kristiyano ay masaya ang tunay. Hey, hey! Ano mo yan? Masaya ang tunay. Hey, hey! Pero pagka dumaan na yung problema, wala na. Iba na yung lumilitaw. Which is why it is said, people were like tea bags. Ang tea bags, you will know the flavor pag dumaan na sa kulong tubig. We never know what's inside of us until we go through the troubles. Until we go through the hot water. Pag dumaan na sa hot water, yun na, lilitaw na. Yung, ano yung tawag nila? Yung naturalesa. Ay, ganyan pala siya. Pero pagka sa masaya na fellowship pa, hindi pa lumilitaw eh. Well, that's the intro. Let's move on. 8 points to eh. Naubos ko na eh. Let's make it a series pag hindi ka natapos. Okay? So how can we have a happy new year? Hindi lang happy new year, happy life. How can we have a happy life? Natuloy-tuloy lang ito. The Beatitudes would actually give us some very powerful lessons. Let's start. Verse 3. Ang sabi ni Jesus, blessed, everybody say blessed. Blessed. O ang sabi sa Greek, makarios, which means happy, blessed, fortunate, happy. Gusto ko mag-stick doon because we're talking about how to be happy. He says, happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So number one is this. Be spiritually desperate for God. Always. Be spiritually desperate for God. That is what it means to be poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit means to be begging, to be dependent on another for support. pobre ako, wala akong ibubuga, wala akong mailalabas. And it's the same thing. We're telling God, God, you know what? Apart from you, I have nothing good in me. God, apart from you, we have nothing to boast of in this church. God, apart from you, I have nothing to boast of in my own personal life. Apart from you, I have nothing to boast of in my business. Recognize that apart from God, we have no life. Maski gaano ka pang kapangyarihan, maski gaano ka pang kasikat, maski gaano ka pang kayaman, maski gaano ka pang katalino, whatever power that you perceive to have, whatever fame, whatever wealth that you perceive to have, remove God from your life, you're the poorest of all. It's as simple as that. Kaya nga sinabi ni Apostle Paul, what I've been boasting about, born a Jew, born a Hebrew of the tribe of Benjamin, you know, a Pharisee of Pharisees, I am righteous as far as the law is concerned, I'm perfect. Sabi niya, I'm nothing. It's all junk. And for us to be happy, Jesus is saying, hey, you need to recognize you can only be happy if you have God in you. Because without God, you are poor. Sino nagsabi nun? We're so poor. We're so poor. We cannot even afford the R. Isang black preacher, if I remember. We're so poor. We can't afford the R. And we're so poor apart from God. We cannot produce anything good apart from God. And so we need to recognize every day of our lives, Lord, kailangan ko kayo. Pwede sabihin natin kay Lord, Lord, kailangan ko kayo. Ako po kailangan ko si Lord. I cannot be kind. I cannot be good. I cannot be happy. I cannot be anointed. I cannot speak. I cannot be in front of people. I cannot do any good thing apart from God. But the moment we become spiritual desperate for God and say, God, I need you. God, I need you. You recognize that you are poor in spirit. That is when God comes into the picture and says, hey, no worries, I'm here. May isa pong church in the book of Revelation. Let me read it to you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. This is the church in Laodicea. In church in Laodicea, well, let's start in verse 14 para mabuo natin. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Ayaw ni Lord yung malamig. Ayaw ni Lord yung maligamgam. Sino rito gustong-gusto yung maligamgam na kape? Maligamgam na kape? Talaga? Wow, kakaiba kayo. Sino gusto yung maligamgam na tsaa? Di ba, masarap ang kape, hot or cold? Masarap yung tsaa, hot or cold? Minsan nag-preach ako, kasi antok na ako, I think it was for the 2 p.m. I think. So I had to drink coffee. Eh problema, mainit pa. So inom lang, sip lang. And then I got to preach. Nung natapos na yung preaching ko, pinatong ko dyan yung kape ko eh. Yan no, sa posting yan, pinatong ko dyan eh. Nung natapos na, binalikan ko, nawala. Sabi ko, asan na yung kape ko? Asan na yung kape ko? Sabi sa, ay pastor, pinatapon ni ganyan. Malamig na raw eh. Maligamgam na. No good, no good. Sabi ko, sayang. But honestly, it's not good. You're lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. Ang sabi rito, I know your deeds, you're neither cold nor hot. Which is why, CSB, we don't have an option to be lukewarm. Bawal maging lukewarm. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, bawal maligamgam. Dapat nagliliyab. Nag-aapoy. Kaya dito, pagka sa, Brad, kumusta ka na? Huwag ka sasagot ng okay lang. Alam mo yon? Meron pa kaya, oh, kumusta ka na? Eto, buhay pa. Takot ako sa mga ganong sagot. Kumusta ka na? Eto, buhay pa. Kasi parang sa konti na lang, patay na. Wag! Pagka kinumusta ka, I remember this guy, pagka kinukumusta ko, kumusta po kayo? Tagumpay, kapatid! Promise, kaklasiko yon sa Bible College. Pagka nakita ko yon, maski anong itsura niya, maski anong pinagdaraanan niya, you won't know. Papasok yun ng Bible College, dala-dala niya yung Apache case niya. Yung Apache case. Dala-dala niya, bilis-bilis yung papasok. Kasi late na, laging late yun eh. Alam yun? Pagkatapos, bubuksan niya yung Apache case niya, gaganon niya. Nagtuturo yung teacher, nakaganyan yung Apache case. Kaya niya itinaas yun, kasi matutulog yun. Pagkatapos, pagka gusto mong gulatin yun, sabi niya, uy, tawag ka. Tatayo yun. Hindi naman eh. Pero pag kinumusta mo yun, maski ano pa, puyat, pagod, Brad, kumusta na?
Tagumpay, kapatid!
And that should be the attitude. Sabihin mo yung katabi mo, kumusta ka na? Sagot! Eto, buhay pa. Konti na lang, patay na. Yung mga ganun, yun yung maligamgam eh. And God has no use for the maligamgam. God has use for those who are on fire. Sabihin mo, katabi mo, you're on fire. Now, let me just be clear about this. Being on fire is not based on how you feel. Like what I told you earlier, there are many occasions, you may not even know, I'm speaking to you this way right now, but I may not feel on fire. See, being on fire is based on knowing that the source of the fire is in my heart. Somebody approaches me, Pastor, pag-pray mo ako, may sakit ako. Hindi niya alam ako. Sandali lang po. Hindi niya alam yun. Many of you probably have approached me at a point in my life when you did not even know I was going through something. But see, it is based not on how I feel, it is based on the one who is the fire in my heart, and that is God. Amen. So, ang sabi rito ni Lord, sa church, let's move on. I know your deeds, he says, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. And then, he says, next. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Sabi, not good. Maligamgam. Kagaya ng tao na nagpatapon ng tasa ko. Pinatawad ko na yan. You say, now here's the crucial verse. You say, I'm rich. See, that's the church's perception. That's the believer's perception. Sabi, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. Yun ang akala niya. But then God says, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, poor, blind, and naked. You do not realize. All along you're thinking you're okay. God is saying, hey, you don't realize you're not okay. Bakit, Pastor? Sa CSB ako nag-church, ha? So what? Eh, nag-take down notes naman ako. Bueno. Because at the end of the day, what matters is your relationship with God, because God is the source of the fire. Which is why, ngayon po, I don't know, probably you will be hearing more from me about kumusta na yung journal ninyo. Because your journal speaks a lot about your communication with God. How is God speaking to you through the Bible? How are you speaking to God through your prayers? Alam niyo ba't ako na-inspire ng journal? I've been reading the journal of John Wesley. I've been reading through his journals. That guy, my goodness, oh my goodness. He went through hell. He went through such persecutions like I have never read before. Maliba sa Fox's Book of Martyrs. But the guy, you will not even recognize it by the way he ministers, by the anointing that he carries. You won't even know what he has gone through. There was an occasion he had to be brought to the magistrate. Ito yung mga mayor, ito yung mga judges, the authorities. Kakalag ka rin siya. Ang hahawakan yung buhok, kakalag ka rin literally sa buhok. Kasi naman long hair eh. Kaya yung mga naglo-long hair, delikado eh. Late-late pang tao, kakalag ka rin siya. Doon siya hahawakan, bibit-bitin yung mama. Ay, ang late-late ng John Wesley. But what's so amazing is that every time that happens to him, whoever is persecuting him, he gets to talk to that person. Do you know me? Do you know my message? And then he will tell the person his message. And before he is brought to the mayor or to the governor, or he is brought to the high-ranking official of the church, or before he is brought to the judge, yung taong nagbibit-bit sa kanya, bibitawan, and gets convicted by God and becomes his number one protector and supporter. Sabi ko, when I get to read his journal, I have to go back to the dictionary kasi ang dami ng mga words, ng mga old English words, yung mga ruffian. Alam niyo yun? Alam niyo yun? Anong ruffian? Masamang mama. Galing mo ah. May kilala ka bang ruffian? Nagka-boyfriend ka bang ruffian? Sabi mo sa akin, pagtatanggol kita. Ha? Okay ba? Okay ba? Okay ba? Sabi ko, hanga ako sa taong ito. That masamang mama, that ruffian, who gets to carry him on his hair, halika rito, bibit-bitin, para pagtulungan, becomes his number one protector. From now on, nobody can touch you over my dead body. Whoa! Ano nangyari? The guy carries so much of the presence of God. Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, sabi niya, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth. Do not need a thing. That's what the person thought. But what is God thinking about the church? You don't realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked. So, what's God's counsel? I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salt to put on your eyes so you can see. Because that person or this church, Laodicea, is thinking, and the way it sees itself, okay ako, sabi ni God, may problema yung mata mo. And so God is providing the solution to the church. Sabi niya, paano yun? Sadali, you're poor. And yet God is saying, hey, I counsel you to buy from me gold. Eh, poor nga eh. Walang pambili. Sabi ni God, no problem. Everything comes from me. Ako magbabayad para sa inyo. Which basically tells us, you want to be rich, you want to be strong, you want to be anointed, you want to be happy, be spiritually desperate for God. Kumapit ka kay Lord sa taon na ito. Pag may pinagdaanan kang bagyo, kumapit ka kay Lord, siyang bahala sa iyo. Amen? Always be desperate for God. Pwede ba sabihin natin ito, Lord, I need you every day of my life. Good times or bad times, I need you. Don't let go of me. In Jesus' name, amen. That's number one. How to be happy? What? Be spiritually desperate for God. Palagi nating paalala sa sarili natin, kailangan ko si Lord. Maski masaya nangyayari, kailangan ko si Lord. Actually, lalo na pag masaya ang nangyayari. Kasi pag malungkot yung nangyayari, we all know that. We all go back to God. Lord, I need you. Mariripo yung bahay ko. Oh. Diba? But Lord, pangit yung condition, pangit yung sakit. We get desperate in sad moments, in bad times, when we go through the storms. But when it's the happy times, Lord, tsaka na ha. So I was telling Pastor Feeney, when they ended the youth conference, sabi ko, mobilize your intercessors. All the more that you need to hold on to God. Just because you ended on a victorious note, it does not mean that that's the end. You need to keep on being desperate for God. Lalo na doon sa times of victory. Number two. Next. 8 lessons. How to have a happy new year. How to have a happy life. Everybody say, happy life. Number two. Next year. Next Sunday po, babaguhin ko na yung pamagat. Hindi na ito, how to have a happy new year. How to have a happy year na. Tapos na yung new year, bati-bati. Next, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Again, replacing the word blessed with happy. Happy. It's like a paradox. Happy are those who mourn. Sabi ni Jesus, pag ikaw nag-mourn ka, what do you mean? Wait, mourn? You're mourning and you're happy? Understand. This is all in spiritual terms. Mourn over sin. Mourn over the mess of the world around you. Mourn. In the sense that, Lord, I don't want compromises anymore. This year and for the rest of my life, I will mourn over sin. Bring back that grief in me whenever I get to compromise you. Has it happened to you that you get to do something that you know is against the heart of God and you don't feel anything anymore? Wala nang conviction. Halimbawa, nagsinungaling ka. And after you made that lie, after you said that lie, you did not feel remorse. Halimbawa, nagalit ka sa isang tao. And then after that, it's like nothing happened. You did not feel any sadness in your heart. Or somebody hurt you and Holy Spirit was telling you, you need to forgive, you need to forgive. But you just keep on ignoring that word. Ayaw magpatawad. And it's like, it doesn't bother you anymore. There's a problem. Because the attitude of every Christian, the attitude of every believer should be, if we are committing a sin, there should be that deep grieving in our hearts. We mourn over sin. If you're not mourning over sin, there is a problem. Callousness has set in. Alam niyo yung kalyo? Sino rito nagkaroon na ng kalyo? Taas ang kamay. Ako po may kalyo. Naalala ko nung elementary ako. For poor writing habits. Alam niyo yung dito ko? Ito. Hanggang ngayon meron pala. Kinukurot-kurot ko yan eh. Kinukurot-kurot ko hanggang sa tinatanggal-tanggal mo na yung... Do you do that? Pero maski anong kurot-kurot gawin mo at maski matanggalan mo pa yan ng balat, it does not really hurt. Subukan mo gawin yan dito, aray ha. Pero doon sa may kalyo, it does not hurt anymore. Doon sa sensitive part, it still does hurt. But doon sa may kalyo, hindi. What happened? Callousness has set in. And sometimes Holy Spirit will convict us of a particular sin that we have been doing or that we have been entertaining. It may be a sin like an active sin or an act of sin, or it may be a sinful habit or a sinful attitude. Pero dahil nung kinoconvict ka ni Lord na, anak, wag, hindi maganda yan. Anak, wag, hindi maganda yan. But you just kept on doing it, kept on doing it, kept on doing it, until that point wherein you don't feel the conviction anymore. Parang wala nang nagsasalita. It's a frightening thing. You remember the Israelites of old, for the longest time, they were not hearing the voice of God anymore. And sometimes you wonder, Lord, but hindi ko na naririnig yung tinig mo? But hindi ko na naririnig yung tinig mo? You know why? Because God will tell you a word, and after He tells you that word, and you don't act on that word, don't expect a fresh word until you have done the last word. Nakukuha nyo? May kinonviction sa'yo dati, anak, patawarin mo na yon. O anak, gawin mo ito. Halimbawa, Lord, bakit ako wala akong conviction na mag-share ng gospel sa mga tao? Like we get to meet people, sino rito you still meet people? Taas ang kamay. Lord, malaking problema ng church namin ngayon. Ano kayo? Nag-ermitanyo ba tawag doon? Nagkulong na? Sino rito you still get to meet people? Sino rito, when you get to meet people, there are some people that the Lord highlights and tells you, lapitan mo. Kausapin mo. Share the gospel to that person. Does it happen to you still? That's good. Pero, sino sa inyo nangyari na, ang dami naman dumadaan sa Lord, ba't ako walang ha-highlight? Walang ka-highlight-highlight. Mga 10 taon na yan, walang ka-highlight-highlight. 20 taon na nangyayari, walang ka-highlight-highlight. You know what? I'll give you a possible scenario. God has been telling you to share the gospel to someone you never did. And so the Lord stopped highlighting. Ba't ako mag-highlight, eh hindi ka naman nako-convict? Dahil pag nag-highlight pa si Lord ng panibago at hindi mo rin sinunod, nagdadagdag ka ng kasalanan. There are two kinds of sin, people. Sin of omission and sin of commission. Commission is that which we commit. Yung ginawa mo na, kunyari, nagalit ka, that's commission. Nanood ka ng porno, that's commission. You commit the sin. Alright? Pero yung, sabi ni Lord, mag-pray ka, you did not pray, that's omission. You're omitting that which God wants you to do. Mag-share ka ng gospel, ayoko. That's omission. And so, that you will not commit another sin, hindi na lang magsasalita si Lord. At least wala ng disobedience na nangyayari. But in the process, the heart becomes callous. Sino sa inyo gusto maging kalyado ng puso, hindi na lang magsalita si Lord? Ayaw natin yon. And so here, what Jesus is saying, you want to be happy? Learn to grieve over your sin again. Grieve over your sin. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you really humbled yourself before God and confessed the mess in your life? Lord, patawarin mo po ako sa kayabangan ko. Lord, patawarin mo po ako sa pag-iisip ko. Patawarin mo ako the way I relate with people if it's not representative of who you are in my life. One story, Luke chapter 18. Let's look at this. Luke chapter 18, let's start in verse 9. I think we're going to finish 2 lessons today. Alright? Luke 18, verse 9. You all know this story. Sabi rito, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. 2 men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. Prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. May katabing nagpe-pray. Kaya may nasabi siya, or even this tax collector. Have you observed that we oftentimes feel good, or we sometimes feel better about ourselves if we compare ourselves with someone else who is faring poorer than us? Naka-comfort naman ako. At least mas masahol siya. So what do? We look for somebody who's doing a worse job than us. O, hindi naman ako kasing sama ni Hitler. Alam mo yon? At least ako walang pinatay. We try to look at some others who are worse than us, and that way we feel better. That was the attitude of the Pharisee. I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Wow, nag-iika po ah, daig yung iba. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Who came out forgiven? The one who wept over his condition. We want the favor of God, people. There's something about confession. There's something about genuine repentance. Everybody say genuine. Ano yung genuine repentance? Ganito lang po yan. You come before God, you open up your heart. No pretensions. You come before God, you open up your heart. No comparisons. Kasi pagka nangyari sa atin, we pretend before God, people, has it ever dawned on us? Has it ever dawned on you that we cannot hide anything from God? Maski na yung mga maganda nating panalangin, maski na yung panalangin natin na it sounded good, pero si God parang sasabihin niya, hilaw. Hilaw eh. Kulang. Bitin. Why don't you just go and confess what you really did, what you really think, or what you really thought. Just confess it to me. I'm willing to forgive. Eh, itong taong ito, so that he will feel good about himself, naghanap ng ibang, eh, bakit si ganito? Bakit si ganyan? Bakit si ganito? So God says, that guy, he may have prayed, but he did not come out forgiven. Kasi ang nangyari sa kanya, naghanap lang siya ng mas masahol sa kanya. And that's not the way it goes. I always tell people this, hindi natin hawak ang puso ng ibang tao. Ang hawak natin, puso natin. At ang puso natin, pwede nating ipalinis kay Lord. At pag nalinis yan ni Lord, people, let me tell you this, pag nalinis ni Lord ang puso natin, you are the happiest of all people. You remember my story of my very first encounter in a deliverance ministry, yung satanista. When I was convincing him, you're okay, you're okay. Sige na, hindi ko lang sinabi, lumabas ka na ng office ko, natatakot ako sa'yo, satanista ka. Pero I was telling him, you know what, you're okay, you have Jesus in your heart. But he was telling me, Pastor, hindi okay, magulo, madilim sa loob. Magulo, madilim sa loob. It's the same feeling for some Christians until we have come before God in full honesty, in genuine humility, and weep over our conditions. May I suggest this? For the coming days, today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, until we end the 3 nights of glory, just do a fast before God. Do 1 meal if you want. Do 2 meals if you want. Just do a fast before God and tell Him, God, here's my heart. Just search me. Search me. Know my heart. See if there be any wicked ways in me. I just want to be right before you. Ang mahirap po sa utak pariseo, nakatingin sa labas, hindi nakatingin sa Diyos at sa kanyang puso. That's the problem with the Pharisee. Ang bilis magbitaw ng judgment sa iba eh. And that's not how we will feel good about ourselves. When we are quick to judge others, bumabalik sa atin eh. So let's not be righteous about ourselves, because we're looking at others who are worse than us, let's compare ourselves with the righteousness of God. And the question is, the moment we compare ourselves with the righteousness of God, kumusta tayo? Kumusta ka naman? Oh Lord, ano sabi ng psalmist? I am but a small worm. May kanta nun eh. I am but a small worm. Huwag mong itkumpara ang sarili mo sa ibang tao. Because people are not our barometer. God is. The righteousness of God is. Which is why Jesus said, hey, hey, understand this. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees and the scribes, you won't make it to the kingdom of heaven. Eh, sino palang pwede? Wala. Which is why, babalik tayo sa lesson number one, how can we be happy? Be desperate. Be spiritually desperate for God. And we come before God and we say, Lord, I cannot be more righteous than the Pharisees and the scribes. You know why? Let me tell you this. Did you know that for the Pharisees to qualify as Pharisees, they needed to memorize all the 613 commandments of the Old Testament. Memorize them all. Not a single word forgotten or mistaken. And they needed to recite all 613 commandments of the Old Testament standing on one leg. And recite it. Walang malilimutan salita. Pag may nalimutan, go back ka sa commandment number one. So Jesus is saying, kaya ninyo yun? That if you cannot exceed that, let me tell you this, you won't qualify. And of course, Jesus here is telling the people, you know what? You don't qualify. You won't qualify. Not one of us will qualify. John Wesley, who must have preached more than, what, 50,000 sermons in his lifetime, he won't qualify. Nobody qualifies. So how do we exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes? We cannot. Only Jesus can. Kaya nga sumasabi tayo sa righteousness ni Jesus eh. Which is why we are so thankful for grace. Who's thankful for grace? I'm thankful for grace. Kaya kakapit tayo kay Jesus. How can we have a happy new year? What's number one? We need to be desperate for God. God, I need you. And number two, magpalinis tayo kay Lord. Weep over our conditions. Isip kami na alam namin ay mali. Patawarin mo kami, nagsisisi kami. Bring back conviction in our hearts that we will learn how to mourn again. We rejoice for all of the victories. But Lord God, we do not want that the victories will come at the expense of us compromising. Let there be no more compromises. Can you just place your hand upon your heart and just declare this? Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Forgive me for grieving you. I don't want to grieve you, Holy Spirit. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my thoughts. Cleanse my lips. Oh Lord, cleanse my eyes. Cleanse my ears. Cleanse my hands. My entire being. I am your temple. I don't want compromises. I release you once again. I welcome your work of conviction. Even after this worship service, if there are things that need to be repaired, if there are things that need to be removed, if there are things that grieve you, and quench you, Lord, I give you permission. Remove them. Remove them. Change me. Transform me into the temple that you want me to be. Let my eyes not be dry if there are things that I need to weep over. I am yours. In Jesus' name. Now let me pray for all of us right now. Father, I come in humility. I come in brokenness. Forgive me. Forgive us for all those times when we tried to do things our way. But Lord, we know the only way that we can truly be blessed, the only way that we can truly be happy, is if you take over. So Lord, take over. We surrender as a church, as church so blessed. We want the genuine thing. That is your presence. Blessed are we if we have you. You are the source of true happiness. You are the source of true joy, and we welcome you.